in my head about and asking God, you know, what to talk about today. And through prayer and talking to God, he just simply, the only thing I heard back was, what are you going through? So I kind of laughed at that just a little bit, because I'm like, gosh, you know, I'm going through a lot, you know, what can I get, you know, from out of that? And as I continued to pray and seek God, it just made me realize, I said, you know, this year has been a tough year for me, and I'm sure it's been a tough year for a lot of people. And sometimes life do, as they say now, life sometimes just be life. And sometimes it's just tough. And I see sometimes it's like we go through stuff, seems like you get one thing together, then here comes another thing out of order. Or you get one thing prepared in life, in one area of life, then it seems like something else go haywire. So today has been a awesome day for even this topic that I have for you today. And that topic is a season of stretching. And I found it funny because as I had been studying and going through the Bible, and I told myself, I took some time aside yesterday and started working on some stuff and putting some stuff together. And then I told myself, well, I'll get it, put it all together on my lunch break. And then just like life does, things got so busy and hectic, it was like I was working through my lunch break and I didn't have all the time I wanted to put stuff together. But that's just sometimes how life goes. You know, you think you got it together and then boom, you know, here comes something else. So I wanted to talk about stretching and being in a season of stretching. A lot of us go through life, and I mean, we walking around with the weight of the world sometimes on our shoulders, or the weight of our family, or the weight of our finances, but somehow we still seem to muster up a smile, or we still seem to get to work every day and still be able to provide for our families. But today, I just wanted to encourage someone else who may be like me, that's just going through a season of stretching. It's like everything going on. But the good thing about seasons is, we all know seasons come to an end. They come and they go. So as I was talking to God and I was trying to figure some things out, I asked the question, why does God stretch us? Why does he put us through these things? And it's simply because we wouldn't do it ourselves. Like, who would volunteer to sign up to say, well, I want to go through this hardship because I know it's going to help me at the end? You know, if you want to be a leader, sometimes God will put you in a position where you have no other choice but to lead. You know, you may want to love more. And God has a way of putting us in a position where he'll put the most, seem like most difficult person to love in our life, just to really teach us what real love is about. So sometimes God puts us through things and he stretches us to make us stronger, to make us fit for the master's use. And the funny thing is, you know how the Bible say, I think it's 1 Corinthians, that God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. As I was sitting here thinking about stretching and how I can sometimes feel stretched in my family life and my church life, and sometimes things get difficult at work, and it's like, goodness grief, you know, how am I going to get through this? God used a simple thing, as simple as a rubber band, to help me understand the process of stretching. So if you're in the office or you may have a rubber band handy, we're going to talk about a rubber band. So when we look at a rubber band, we know that the sole purpose of a rubber band is to keep things together. Whether that's a stack of mail, if it's some pens, or even some people put wads of money in the rubber band. The sole purpose of a rubber band is to keep things together. So if a rubber band isn't keeping things together, it isn't living to its full potential. If it's just in a regular state where it's not helping in any shape or form, it's just in what they call a kinetic state instead of being, well, actually, it's in its potential state instead of a kinetic state. So God used the example of a rubber band to show me that he kind of let me know that this stretch that I'm taking you through, it's orchestrated by me. You know, sometimes if we take a rubber band and we stretch it, we can stretch it to the point that it pops. And God let me know that though you might be going through things, I am not going to let you pop. I am not going to let you break. I am not going to let you fall. He used a rubber band to let me know, like, I got this thing. Now, if you were doing it yourself, you may stretch to the point where you snap or when you pop. But when you allow God to orchestrate that stretch, you get something out of it in the end. And sometimes if we think about a rubber band and you use a rubber band to stretch something, say you take a rubber band and wrap it around a bunch of pins. When you go to pull that rubber band, sometimes you feel some heat from that rubber band. Sometimes you may feel some pressure from that rubber band as you're trying to wrap it around that very thing you're trying to keep together. And just like a rubber band, when we're being stretched, we may feel heat and we may feel pressure. We might even have to hold the weight of a lot of things together. But God wanted me to remind you today that that stretch that you're going through is orchestrated by him, that it is crafted by him only to get you to your full potential. When a rubber band is stretched, even when it goes back to its normal state, it has a little bit more durability. It can be a little bit more stronger than it was before it was stretched out. So even in our times of stretching, in our times where we feel like, you know, one thing after another, I want you to remember that God is only doing that to help us progress. So if you think some of us have, you know how you can hold the rubber band and stretch it back. God is kind of having us in a stretch literally right before he launches us. So sometimes the stress or the stretch that God puts us through, it has a lot of pressure. We literally, some of us are the matriarchs of our family, you know, so we hold the weight of what's going on. But I just want to encourage you today, that same as me, going through the different things that I've been going through with my family. And sometimes I feel like, Lord, did you forget about me? You know, I know a lot of people is in the line for a lot of things. And I know you're a busy God, but God, are you, you know, you sure you got me? And he let me know that he is monitoring this thing. That the only reason why he is putting us through this stretch is to increase our capacity. So I just wanted to encourage somebody, regardless of what you're going through, even if you know somebody who may be going through a stretch, because like I said, it's a season. And one thing about seasons, they end. So even if you can encourage somebody else to try to see God in the midst of that difficult thing that they're going through, it will help a long way. So in anything, I always want to give some scripture. So in Isaiah 54, verses 2-4, the Bible says, "Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out the curtains of your dwellings and spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. And your descendants will possess nations. And they will resettle into desolate cities." The Bible says, "Fear not, for you will not be put to shame. And do not feel humiliated, for you will not be disgraced. But you will forget the shame of your youth. And the approach of the widowhood you will remember no more." And also in Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, and we all know this one, "For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So today, I just wanted to encourage you all, regardless of what it is, regardless of what the situation is, God wanted me to remind you today that He has orchestrated that stretch you're going through. And you will not break. You will not pop. You will not be destroyed. But when you go back to regular form, God is going to increase the capacity to what you'll be able to handle. God is going to launch you after the stretching into something greater. And that's my devotion for today, the very last Friday of the year. And as we prepare for prayer, I ask that we all put our minds and hearts on one accord as we enter the throne room of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We honor you today, oh God. God, you are a wonderful God. God, you are a magnificent God. God, today we ask that you forgive us, oh God, for anything that we have said or done that is not like you on today, God. God, creating us a pure heart on today, oh God, and renewing us a right spirit, oh God. God, we thank you today for letting us understand that you are stretching us in order for us to get to our full potential, oh God. God, I don't know every need, but you do on today, oh God. So God, I ask that you go in on today, oh God. If it's healing that we need, oh God, I ask that you heal today, oh God. God, if it's deliverance that we need on today, oh God, I ask that you deliver like only you can on today, oh God. God, we thank you and we honor you and we thank you for the stretching, oh God. God, we apologize for complaining about being stretched, oh God. God, we apologize for rebuking the stretch when it came, oh God. God, for we did not know that it was orchestrated by you, oh God. But today we tell you thank you. Thank you for increasing our capacity on today, oh God. Thank you for increasing our potential on today, oh God. Thank you for making wide the areas for us in Pierce Insurance, God. For in the word in the scripture you gave us today, you said that we will take over nations, oh God, and take over desolate cities, oh God. And God, we know that you are a man of your word on today, oh God. God, we lift every family up that's on the line today, oh God. Every employee of Pierce Insurance Agency on today, oh God. Strengthen them anew, oh God. As we get ready to go into this next year, oh God. God, help us to do inventory on ourselves, oh God, so that we may leave what we need to leave in 2022. In 2022, oh God, and that we'll be renewed and restored and refreshed and ready to do your business in this year to come, oh God. God, we ask that you help those that are sick, that are mourning on today, oh God. God, we know that you are a healer of hearts on today, oh God, and we know that you can do anything but fail, oh God. God, we love you and we trust you, oh God. God, we ask that you bless Velma, oh God. Renew her and strengthen her, oh God, as she takes a break and enjoys her birthday, oh God. God, give a new revelation, oh God, that'll help us to go forward in 2023, oh God. God, we thank you and we honor you and we love you, oh God. And you know every area that we stand in need of, oh God. So if it's anything that I forgot, oh God, you know where to go, oh God. So we ask that you go to that area, oh God, and make it right, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And this is my prayer. This is my prayer in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen.